Tonight on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, we have political cartoonist from the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis, as well as Renato Mariotti and Constance A. Nixon, director of urban studies at Elmhurst College. And to ready you for the holiday season, from the Santa Baby pop-up bar here in Chicago, we have Brian Hicks. But now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studio here in Chicago, we are broadcasting live.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope that you're happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. See, sometimes I get my own name wrong, Andrea. It's not limited to other people.
Right.
It's also to... Oh, you're getting antler ears.
Oh.
You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and it has become festive here, all in the swoop of an elf and a Santa baby.
We are
so thrilled to welcome in studio Terry the Elf and Alicia, who are here to tell us about the incredible Santa Baby pop-up bar in Wrigleyville. Andrea, I have to tell you that I stopped by a few of the bars in Wrigleyville, and if you're not in the mood yet and you go to one of these bars and you don't leave absolutely
enthralled with Christmas and the holidays,
then I don't know how to help you. I don't know how to get you in the mood, at least for Christmas.
I just got elf ears and I'm excited. I'm already happy.
Do you want to join us, Alicia? You can swing that microphone over if you want to talk to us a little bit about what Terry the Elf is concocting for us. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Hello.
So Terry is making our signature hot cocoa.
Nice.
You can either
naughty
have
and nice.
A nice version or the naughty version with a little shot of peppermint schnapps. So he is
pouring that. There we go. Do you guys have? I know that you need a ticket to go into Santa Baby, but it doesn't cost. It's just a way to sort of, because it's going to get crowded. Right. You guys are going to be slammed. This place is so decked out for the holidays.
Oh,
they haven't just decked the halls. They've bedazzled it with Christmas.
You described this as just beautiful.
I want to live there.
Into Christmas.
Yes. Alicia, do you...
a Christmas magical over the top space. We have
thank you, Terry.
Hot.
It's hot. He's telling me to be careful because it's hot.
We have two Santas.
Hi. I'm Terry. Hi.
Terry, we'll give you your own microphone. You can have that one over. Look at he's passing around hot chocolate for everybody.
Thank you, Terry.
How long were you involved in decorating it? Because it's just swimming in Christmas in there. There are parachuting Santas. There's every type of Christmas ornament. And I don't even know why there's an escalator, but I need to know what's upstairs too.
So the escalator takes you upstairs to the North Pole, our white Christmas stunning.
Did you go up there?
I did not have time.
It's an icicle escalator.
Oh yes,
it's so pretty.
I did see that. It is beautiful. It's got blue icicles all the way up. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's wonderful.
It's beautiful. Yes.
It must. And Terry, I have to say, I mean, you must feel very much at home there.
I'm Terry. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Home is where the Santa baby is. Yes, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. And you serve delicious hot chocolate, I have to say, with marshmallows.
Oh, in the naughty.
No, I have the nice.
Come on, Scott Stantis. Come in, Scott Stantis.
Thank you.
I was talking to Scott this morning. By the way, the engineers are looking through the window like, what is happening
what
in the
is
studio?
Happening, right?
Yeah, I love this. So if you could, Scott, come over by and we'll get you, grab one of those chairs.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
This is Adam.
Can we grab his?
Adam. I'm the engineer, is my friend, and he likes DJ Elf music.
Oh,
I played music, and he met me outside, and I played some Jay-Z and Christmas music mixed together, and everybody loves it.
Yes.
I was talking to our good friend Scott Stantis, who is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, and he told me earlier today that he's just... Terry, I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something. I'm gonna out you. I'm so sorry, Scott.
I hear you. Oh my God. I hear what you're laying down.
He's not feeling it this year.
Oh no.
He's not feeling the holiday spirit.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just forgot. I forgot something.
Can you make him a
No. Yes. I have it right here. But before that, watch. Mm-hmm. I know everybody out there can see this happening. So hold on. Here comes Terry.
Okay. Here comes Terry.
Okay.
All right. Oh, let's help out Scott with a little bit of the holiday.
A little cocoa.
And a Christmas
and a hug.
Hug. Dog. See, is that going to help you a little bit? Yes. There you go. A gift for you. I was telling Scott.
Santa mug.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
there's your awesome bright red mugs.
Are we moving in the right direction?
Sure.
You're not there yet. Wait till you go to this place. You have to come back on after we go to the wonderful bars in Wrigleyville, including Santa Baby pop-up. They're just a sample of what's... I told you that they're all in at Santa Baby.
This is so... Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at the pictures now. I want to be there.
Yes.
So we're all in.
We're all in.
Well, we have a tour of the space. It's an audible tour. Like when you go to the museum and they give you that thing, it's like, I don't know, $20, and they tell you what pointillism is. Yeah. Okay, so this is our attempt at that. It's the main floor. We like to call it Santaville because Santaville. You know what it is?
Here.
It's Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
It's Wrigleyville. So it's Santaville.
Scott, close your eyes. Let him. Awesome. He's giving you an auditory tour.
Close your eyes.
Take us to the tour.
It's a walkthrough of this beautiful, beautiful Christmas space where there are naughty Santas and there are nice Santas all willing to take pictures with you and grant your Christmas wishes because that's what it's all about. Okay, and then we move on to the main bar, and the main bar has a forest of upside-down Christmas trees, and it blows my mind. I want to walk on the ceiling constantly when I go in. I don't know which way is up or down.
So then
there's this beautiful... I hear Christmas music. That producer guy.
That's Michael.
Give him a raise. Okay. So
noted.
Also, there's this...
You're on the list, Michael.
...wreath ceiling that has thousands of sparkly ornaments that mesmerize me. I look at them and my eyes go all starry. And then you go in and there's Santa's workshop. And in Santa's workshop, you can do all sorts of activities like DIY ornaments. And Miss Alicia came up with that idea. She's my Santa baby. I love her.
You.
She's
That's
the best.
Terry. I love you too.
And Alicia and I are real close. And so also, who likes gingerbread houses?
I do.
Because I see hands up in the studio.
Scott.
We have to explain those things because we're in the studio. But when Scott comes and visits me, he and I will sit off to the side and we'll decorate our own together.
Aww.
So we have those for everybody because we just don't want to be some place to go in and like stare aimlessly into nothingness. We want to create something Christmas.
And not just inside, Terry, tell them about the beer garden.
So we have an outdoor Alpine Valley.
Yes.
Well, guess what? There's hot chocolate.
More hot chocolate.
And there's spice cider. And there's Bavarian food. Mm-hmm. I love Bavarian food. But it goes right to my hips. So it's wonderful. They have the thing called a photo op. They've got this. Is it like a... It's a peppermint vortex photo
peppermint
op.
Peppermint vortex.
Beautiful. Yes. I love it. So when you go upstairs... Up the ice escalator. We talked about that earlier. So it's a winter wonderland where we have places to take beautiful pictures. And Alicia is going to, she sometimes has to slow me down. So she tells me, like, Brian, don't forget. You got to tell them this. I'm like, okay, I got it. I mean, so
like she was here.
She's here. So inside, we have a beautiful space to take pictures. But then Rudolph, years ago, after leading his sleigh, decided to take a career change. And he opened up a lounge. Ooh. And this lounge is known for very interesting, glittery people and sparkly tinsel and disco balls.
Cool.
We love disco balls. It's got a herd of reindeer that are all glittery coming in, and it's got lots of good dance music. We love that space.
Oh, this is so much fun.
So the music, you can find everything. We've got popular music for people that like to dance. We've got classic Christmas. We have remixed Christmas music, and we've got some great mashups. I shared with your sound engineer earlier. He was like, I'm into this. He's like, I'm down with you, man.
That's
and
awesome.
So we also have some interesting characters that are in the North Pole. I love the music. Keep it up. It's beautiful. Okay. So I want to work with your team. My team is good. Your team is really good.
Hey, saying.
Do you know that song, Alicia? Do you hear it? Do you hear it?
Oh.
It's you.
So,
my favorite.
So some of the characters, as I spoke about earlier, Santa, he can be naughty or nice. We've got him. And then Rudolph, he's our lounge owner. And then we have Kevin. Kevin is Santa's intern.
It's his first year.
Yeah, it's
he is trying a lot of work. Best to be the best elf at the North Pole.
He is.
He's learning his way.
He's kind of awkward, but he tries. You should see him try to dance. It's quite amazing. And then Imogene, okay, she's Mrs. Claus's niece, and she comes from like a Rhodes Scholar school, and she's really smart, and she comes and spends time with us at the North Pole.
A love connection between her and Kevin. He has a crush.
Yes.
Kevin definitely has a crush.
It's like a soap opera at Santa Baby.
And she's oblivious to him, and that's what's so. Oh, it's gonna happen.
Uh-oh.
Magic in the North Pole.
How much mistletoe do you need to make that happen?
Oh, what? Speaking of.
We need
some mistletoe. and then we have Pinky the head elf, who's a no-nonsense kind of guy, you know? And then we've got Stu the happy elf, who roams around with his guitar and is willing to serenade you with Christmas music. So characters. We got characters, okay?
Yes, we do.
And you'll see some guest appearances from maybe like Terry the Elf and maybe DJ Dancer. He's a character too. You might see him. And then we go on to the best of all, okay? It's food and drink, okay?
Oh, yeah, just pull up your menu.
Yes. So if you're looking at one of my favorites is a toasted snowball.
What?
It's a toasted snowball.
Where is it?
So think of it as something that's cold and on fire and yummy.
Like a marshmallow?
Have you heard of a baked Alaska?
Yes.
I have, yes.
Love baked
Alaska. How about your own personal baked Alaska?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That changes. It's a chef special every night.
How late is the kitchen open? Does anybody know? Because I know you guys are open until 2 a.m. tomorrow. I'm like trying to figure out how to get there after the show tomorrow night.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to be there tomorrow night.
Are you going to be there tomorrow night?
Yes, I will.
We're going to come find you. I think.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
When you conjure up the vision of red velvet, do you find yourself wandering towards a beautiful frozen shake? Because I do.
Ooh.
And that's what we roll with over there.
It is a red velvet shake.
It's like a cake shake? It's like a cake shake.
Oh, yummy.
And it comes
Did you help write the menu?
No, but it sounds awesome. I'm envisioning what I would love.
Okay.
A red velvet cake shake.
Well, guess what else they put in there? Whipped cream. And sprinkles.
Yes.
And they can put naughtiness in it.
They
can put whipped cream vodka in there.
Yeah.
Whipped cream vodka. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. So lots of fun.
And then
we have lumps of coal for people that are really naughty. They're like puffed rice and marshmallow. Do you know what a marshmallow treat is?
Yes.
Rice Krispies treat.
Think of a dark one. Ooh. A coal one.
Oh,
that
someone's
is
in
so
trouble.
Yummy. Yes.
Naughty. The it naughty treat.
It still sounds good, though.
Bag of coal.
Yeah. And, you know,
but it's so good.
It is so good. We're all like kind of touching them and like, should I be eating this? And
it's a marshmallow treat rolled in Oreo cookie crumbs.
Yeah.
And
look at
Scott's into it now. He's so
yes.
Scott, are you on board the sleigh?
I bought a ticket, I think.
Yeah. To the North Pole.
He's got a ticket. He hasn't gotten on the train yet, but he's got a ticket to get on.
You're doing
it. Yes. Yeah. He's headed in that direction. He's not sure what stop he's going to go towards.
So
he's not going to the end of the line yet.
We also have drinks.
We noticed.
Who'd like some Christmas cheer?
Cheer!
Well, we have a special mixologist, and his name is Blitzen. Yeah. And so Blitzen, Scott likes that one. That's Blitzen, him laughing in the background. I just want everybody to have a visual of this because. So Blitzen has a colossal cocoa.
No.
Colossal cocoa.
What's in it?
Well,
I went in there and ordered something, and they go, that's for two.
Oh,
right? They're colossal drinks. He goes, you can't drink that on your own.
This particular drink is for.
Santa baby. We're all about sharing.
That's right.
I see it. It's like the chocolate. It's like the chocolate syrup is dripping all outside the cup.
Yes.
So
in the picture.
This particular cocktail is for eight, and it's a giant coffee mug. Full of cocoa.
Scott, we get killed. We get killed.
Oh, yeah. We know what we do. We know what we're about.
We call it the Mega Mug.
Eight.
Mega mug.
And there's flavors that go in it.
Okay.
It can be Mexican style, you know, like with that wonderful cinnamon. Oh, cinnamon, I love it. And then it has peppermint too. Peppermint. And I love peppermint. So that can be naughty. We have the Mega Mule, Santa's favorite. Ooh. But don't tell Mrs. Claus.
Is
she's
like
told him to stop.
Mule?
It is.
But it's a Mega Mule.
It is.
Oh, but that's like a shared drink.
I'm guessing
with
it has
a dash of cranberry to make it a little more holiday.
You know that tanginess that is, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what
I do
I'm
know
serving
the tangy.
You.
Yeah.
Yep. And it comes in a giant hammered copper mug.
My producer told me to break it. I'm like, how am I supposed to stop Terry the Elf? I can't make him stop.
Never okay. ever break.
Never
yeah,
ever
this
break.
This is so good.
Oh, do yes. we have to break for commercial?
Let me tell because I have to switch gears in a little bit, and I think it's going to be weird to be like, here's Terry the Elf, and let's talk about Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress.
I heard that. Wow. Ouch.
Yikes.
Ouch.
So you have the colossal drinks. You got the mega drinks.
We do.
Yes. And
it's just Merry Christmassy in there.
Not just Merry Christmassy. I don't ever want to leave. I was so sad that I had to go last night. I was like, I have to leave.
Oh, she's not kidding. We were on a Mincing Rascals. We were recording a podcast today and walking out. That's pretty much all you talked about.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay.
They're open until 2 a.m.
And you're off early tomorrow, right?
I'm off early tomorrow. Okay. Andrea, we're going to stop at the Santa Baby pop-up.
I'm in. Look at I didn't know Santa's picture was on the other side of the mug.
There you go.
This is just the cutest ever.
We think of almost everything. Mm-hmm. Almost.
This is good cocoa.
Oh, it's all delicious.
I got a question.
Yes.
I got a question for Alicia. Alicia, what's your favorite place in the world?
Santa Baby.
And where do you feel most comfortable?
Santa Baby.
That's right. And you know, I'm like, it's not a leading question. But that's where I feel most comfortable. Yeah. And I love the opportunity. Thank you for letting us come out here.
Oh, we love you.
We love having
You're going to see me a lot.
I love it.
And by the way, folks might think, oh, Wrigleyville, parking's going to be tough. Parking is fine. There's either metered. There's some areas where you can park up until like 9 p.m. So if you go earlier in the day, it's all free. You can bring kids.
Cool.
I saw babies going in there. This mom had her baby Bjorn, and the kids' eyes, as the baby's eyes lit up because they were so excited with how beautiful it was.
And the red line's not far at all.
And I'll carry you, my baby Bjorn. Babies.
Yes.
Scott, and you'll be dazzled as well.
Baby Bjorn?
I'm going to carry you in like a baby, and your eyes will light up like a toddler.
Let's get the backpack and put him on us, and we'll walk him around.
That's what we need to do.
This looks awesome.
Thank you so much. Everyone can go to santababy.com. Santa Baby is going to be open through January 6th, and go online, reserve a spot. It's a pop-up bar with a multi-room, multi-level, over-the-top, interactive Christmas. Oh, yeah, you were amazing, Terry. Don't look at Santa Baby and Alicia. Know that you did a great job, Terry. Thank you so much for bringing
Nice. Job.
So
you guys
great
did
treat.
Awesome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Wonderful job.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We are going to talk to our good friend Renato Mariotti and Scott Sanders when we come back. And we, you know what? I want to see you guys before the end of the year and let us know how it's going and how many people were naughty or nice. All right, Terry? Let us know. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN.